Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. The Los Angeles Times, the LA media, Media Industrial Complex, libtard media, tried to make it out that the only reason that this was a news item is because Omar Navarro was trying to run against, or is running against, Maxine Waters for a seat in Congress, and that Navarro made it important. And there was nothing to see here, citizen. Move along. Well, really? Nothing to see here? Do you see this hideous, monstrous creature? I'm going to try to now describe the creature to you that's reading to the children. The book's about them revolting against God and against his natural order. So the creature is obviously a male, skinny, thin, is tatted up all over its hairy arms. Note that if you zoom in, and I did, on the couple of photographs that have not been scrubbed from the internet. Somebody went and grabbed these pictures before the Michelle Obama Library took them down off their website and also took down and deleted the Instagram page so that the librarians could not be identified in a photograph that they took with the demon. The demon's name is Xochi Mochi, X-O-C-H-I Mochi. You people that are out there that are amateur demonologists and are listeners of the program and thus executive producers, is there any history of a demon named Xochi? X-O-C-H-I. Xochi Mochi. This monster is tatted up from head to toe. I can't tell what all the tats are, but it is exposing its shoulders and what it claims to be its fake breastises on underneath the gown or the cape that it's wearing. It has a crystalline wristband of sorts around its right arm or on its right wrist. There is a ring of sorts that's connected from the wristband to, or there's a chain rather, connected from the wristband to the middle finger. It is wearing a brooch, a diamond, fake diamond brooch of sorts. from the neck up, its face is white face. It's total coverage of white makeup. The mouth is dark crimson red lipstick, right? Demon looking lipstick. The eyes are pointed up and styled in such a way they don't look human anymore. It has a horn poking out of the center of its forehead, right towards children. Two horns, one on either side, coming out the left and the right, and then two horns coming out the back. It's got five horns. Now, look, folks, now those of you that are looking at this photograph, if you took a pencil and you connected the dots between the tips of the horn, start at the back left, then go back right, then go start back right, that's on its side, back right, go back left, then go front left, then go center, and then go front right, and then go back right. What do you get? What do you get? You get a pentagram. That's a pentagram. If you saw this from the air, from a crow's, from a bird's eye view, you'd see a pentagram. There's no doubt this is an image of Baphomet, the goat-horned demon, well known to stalk children.